Everything is made in China.
Smuckers.
What? She had a boyfriend for a long time. He's from Jamaica Plain. He's like a black.
Excuse me.
You know what? I'm so flabbergasted right now. I can't even.
Why don't you take some of your codeine, you drug addict?
Excuse me.
You have perfectly sized breasts.
Give me a break. Excuse me. Excuse me.
Okay. Podcast 63.
Okay.
It's a very special podcasty.
Okay.
Late December, what a podcast.
Okay.
I love that. Yeah. Jersey Boys. You know Jersey Boys.
Oh, do I know Jersey Boys? We saw it at the Venetian.
Oh.
It was so terrific.
They wore like a shark suit. Shark suits.
Shark's fin soup.
Yeah.
I mean,
Rana.
Skin
are
suit.
You funny?
It's so funny that is hysterical.
That is not
because
funny.
Because I just signed an online petition against Shark's fin soup.
Why?
Of course. Don't you know about Shark's fin soup?
No, that's not a real.
I said Shark's fin soup. Shark skin suit.
But a shark fin is soup is not a real thing. That's like
of course
a,
it is.
No, it's like a unicorn.
No, this is horrible. You don't know about this?
Who in their right mind would eat a shark fin?
It is considered, I'm afraid to tell you.
Oh, you don't need
I'm
to tell me.
To tell you.
You don't need to tell me.
It is considered a delicacy.
Black people.
In the Far East.
The other
in
one?
China.
Ugh.
And no, this is horrible because what they do is they take the sharks, they catch them in their nets, they slice off their dorsal fins, and they throw them back into the water. And they can't swim
without
their dorsal fins.
You know what, Rana?
So there are just millions of sharks.
Rudderless.
Rotting away.
Rudderless.
To think of it makes me want to, it's like thinking of Arctic fox putting its tongue on the ice. It's the worst possible
It doesn't bother me because sharks, there's too many and they eat people. Irregardless, Rana, you're a very nice person that you would take time out to do that with your day. You're a nice person. I wouldn't do that.
Nice.
I'm afraid of getting a virus
something.
On my computer, so I don't sign
something.
Things.
No, it's horrible. If anyone's listening, I even posted it on our Facebook page. Don't, sign this petition. And I don't do that. I'm very political, but I keep it very personal.
Poor sharks. I can't stand the sharks, though. Ever since I saw Jaws, I dream at night. Only the shark that I dream about is actually wearing some sort of oddly enough, like a shark skin suit. Yeah, tuxedo.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
It's not, he's not.
Is he smoking a cigarette?
No. Yeah. And he's not there. He's there to dance the tango with me. He's not there to bite off my leg or whatever. So in my dream, they're nice, but in reality, they're dangerous, real dangerous.
They're not that dangerous.
Yeah, they are. In South America, they are.
What do you mean in South America?
What'd I say? South America? I meant South Africa.
Okay, first of all, sharks are everywhere.
No, they're not.
Of course they are.
No, they're not. They're not here, Rana.
Of course they are.
Oh, wait, they are because of Martha's Vineyard, which is where they shot Jaws. That's where they found Jaws, in Martha's Vineyard.
Yamity, they
don't have them in Swampscott.
Of course they do.
No, they don't.
No, they're not on, Preston Beach or whatever.
Well, if I saw one, theoretical, if you came face to face with a shark and the only chance you had of surviving was cutting off its fin, would you do it then?
That is not what we're talking about.
How
would that be the first thing I could reach on a shark was the fin in the middle of its back? If I had a knife with me, I'd stab it in the heart. If it's a question of survival.
No, you're supposed to punch it in the nose. I saw in Shark Week, you're supposed to punch it in the nose.
You're supposed to punch it in the nose. But look, anyway, this is absurd.
You're a very nice person.
This is an absurd conversation.
You're a good person, Rana. You are.
I feel like we have switched places today.
You do nice things for people.
I will admit I took a little medication earlier.
You do nice things for people.
Because I've had a horrible...
Me too.
I've had a horrible migraine.
Oh, I don't have anything.
And I took...
Yeah.
When we go to London, which we do fairly often...
Yeah, I love London.
I get these wonderful pills. They're called Nurofen Plus.
Yeah.
And what it is, it's an ibuprofen with a little bit of codeine in it. And I will be honest with you, I took a couple of them earlier today. So if I'm a little loopier than usual...
Yeah.
Don't... Hold it against me.
I'm not holding anything against you.
I'm still Rana.
Oh, you're still Rana. Irregardless, Rana, you are very kind. I saw what you're doing for our friend, and it is very nice of you.
Oh, for Roz?
Yeah.
Oh.
Roz
Gilbert.
Is she funny?
Now, wait a minute.
She is such a
trip.
First,
let me tell you a little bit about
Roz.
What a
trip.
Before I tell you what I'm doing for Roz.
She's a trip.
Roz Gilbert was an absolute fixture in the community.
I mean, fun.
She's one of those shopkeepers that you'll go into her shop just for her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
She had an eyeglasses store called Cross-Eyed. Is that cute?
Is it Cross-Eyes it was called.
Whatever.
Yeah. Cross-Eyes.
Yeah. Cross-Eyes.
Cross-Eyes.
You understand? Is that adorable?
No. Roz Gilbert had the best selection of Elaine Meekly.
Yeah.
She had the best selection. I mean, she had all the European frames.
Yeah, yeah.
And she sold like a funky frame.
Kenneth Cole.
Oh.
Yeah.
She, no, excuse me.
You know what
me.
I mean? She had everything.
Kenneth Cole.
Whatever.
Lenscraft is in the North Shore Mall had
She did
Cole.
Like a funky frame.
She had that Anne A. Valentine before anybody else.
Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
She had the cutest frames.
Yeah.
And I always got my glasses from
Dunka, 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 dunk.
But Roz,
yeah,
unfortunately, I mean, she was like a one woman chamber of commerce.
She was vibrant.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She used to have a shop right next to Cuyo.
Yeah.
On, you know, Atlantic Avenue.
Sure.
And
downtown Marblehead.
Which was also a wonderful shoe store
yeah.
in its day.
Yeah.
The selection's lost its luster a little bit now, but you could still get a cute sandal there.
Sure.
And occasionally, like a jelly. What you're looking for.
I go to Marshall's.
Yeah. In any event, Roz was wonderful. Is wonderful. I shouldn't say was, but she sort of...
It's almost was.
She's been in a
We're
hard
almost was.
Place.
We're almost at the was place.
She's been
place.
In a hard place. Roz Gilbert has been suffering
CC. The big CC with Laura Linney? The big CC?
The big C.
CC. Yeah. But she's got CC.
She has ovarian cancer.
It's in her colon, I thought.
Oh, C, you're right. Cervical.
What is
cervical.
Wrong with you today?
Cervical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, colon.
No, cervical.
She's got both. She's CCC.
No. Anyway.
Isn't that
It doesn't
horrible?
Matter. We don't have to talk about all of Roz's
Her entire lower body is cancer ridden.
But
it's very sad. It really is. It's not funny. It's not funny, Ronna.
I'm not laughing at Roz. I'm laughing at how absolutely tactless you are.
Well, how am I tactless?
Let's not talk about Roz's condition. Let's just talk about what's going on.
Okay. She has cancer of the lower body.
Okay.
Terrific.
Beverly?
LBC.
Honestly.
LBC. Like this LBJ.
This is actually not fair because I took a couple of those pills, I'm having a hard time controlling you.
Lady Bird Johnson.
LBJ.
Same thing.
Yeah. Okay. In any event, the sisterhood does this thing at Sharat HaYam.
Temple Sharat HaYam.
Wonderful group of women.
It's
wonderful
really
group
nice.
Of women.
All shapes and
we
sizes.
We do this thing where if somebody's housebound and they need a little help.
Yeah.
We give a help blend to help
They do like
him.
Meals on wheels, but not as goyish.
Yeah, so I'm doing for Roz. I've been doing a little bit of her grocery shop.
Isn't that kind of you?
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, look, I'm shopping anyway. What do I care?
Yeah, it's really...
It's the least I could do.
Sure.
It's the least I could... Roz has done so much for the community.
Well, and she has trouble walking around.
And you know what? She's so wonderful.
Yeah.
She's a wonderful
funny.
Person. Warm.
She always used to...
Incredibly warm.
She's a redhead, which I think is hysterical.
That is funny.
If you're a redhead, you're
if
fun.
If she's a redhead, I'm a redhead.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, you mean like she dyes it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But it's fun.
Adorable. Yeah. She'll do red hair, red glasses.
Is that cute?
She's so cute.
Yeah.
She's still doing... You know, I'll tell you the other thing about Roz. No matter what, when you get to her house, she always looks perfect.
Yeah.
She takes real pride in her appearance.
Thin, but perfect. Yeah,
but she looks great.
Really thin.
In any event, Roz has me doing her grocery shopping, which I'm happy to do.
Sure.
But I noticed from last week to this week that the list has... I'm supposed to go over to Whole Foods after this, so to, you know, Super Stop and Shop, whatever, get her the things she needs. I gotta go to both because Whole Foods doesn't have everything.
Yeah.
But the week before, I was able to get everything at Whole Foods.
Yeah.
This week,
yeah.
I have to go into like an actual grocery store because Roz.
Yeah. Yeah.
There is so much junk on this list.
What junk? Junk where? We're junk.
Oh, well, I'm very surprised because I know that she's having a hard time. She's going through chemo. So her tastes are very pronounced in certain ways. But I also know Roz has been. She's seeing a nutritionist.
Yeah.
You know,
they have it
all at the MGH, and it's so important that you have the right nutrition when you're going through these things.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, give your body a chance.
Yeah. Platelets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In any event, last week it was like kale and pineapple juice and this and that.
Yeah.
And this week on her list, goldfish.
Oh.
Okay. Fluff.
Yeah.
Peanut butter, not almond butter.
Marshmallow fluff.
I mean, absolutely, the strangest jalapeno gummy worms. Where the hell I'm going to get those? I don't know. I mean, strangest tastes I've ever seen.
Oh.
And I'm thinking about saying something to her because I'm concerned it's going to affect her treatment.
No. She's happy the way she is. You should only let a person who's not feeling well be happy. That's what's most important.
Okay.
When my girls used to get sick,
I'm worried that maybe they've mixed up her medication. No. She's confused
about
what she's supposed to be doing. And I mean, last week it was a piece of salmon and this week it's beef jerky. Yeah. I mean, that's not right.
Ronna, I think I know what's going on. I think
with Roz.
It's a funny story. Yeah. I've also been helping Roz. But, you know, I didn't do it through the sisterhood.
Wait,
because,
so I'm double grocery shopping?
No.
Doing the grocery shopping?
No. I'm doing something else for her that it wasn't like Sharat HaYam sanctioned. Like, I didn't go through the temple because I didn't think that, like, I cut through the red tape, you know, when there was red tape, and I cut through the middleman. And instead, I'm helping Roz on my own because I don't want to have to, like, sign up and do a schedule or whatever. So I just went over there a couple nights ago and I just helped her out. And so I think that's probably why she's making a crazy list.
Well, that makes absolutely no sense.
Okay.
What do you mean? You went over there and played Uno with her? I mean, what are you talking about?
You know marijuana. Have you ever heard of marijuana?
You know what, Beverly? When you ask me questions like that, I feel like throwing you through a window.
No.
Have you heard of marijuana?
No, not.
Have you heard of air?
No,
Have you heard of beer, Beverly?
Excuse me. That's not what I'm talking about, Rana. I'm saying, have you ever heard of someone smoking it to feel better if they're sick?
Okay.
Like medical.
Okay.
Medical marijuana. Okay.
Well, here's what I know about medical marijuana.
Tell me.
It's not legal in Massachusetts.
No, it's not, but it's legal in Colombia or wherever it's from.
What are you trying to tell me?
I'm telling you that I got hold of some marijuana, and I conveyed to Roz the last time I saw her, I said, maybe I can help you. And so I went over and delivered it to her house and showed her how to, you know, have it, which is odd because I told her, I said, Roz, I haven't smoked marijuana in a year and a half. I do not know what I'm doing. Okay. And she said,
a year and a half
or whatever it was, maybe a year, it's 8 months, whatever it was the last time
I smoked. Were you smoking marijuana?
I wasn't smoking with anyone. I wasn't smoking with anyone. I found it, Ron. Is that funny? I found it. And I paid for it. I found it and I paid for it and I got it. So I was able to buy it because Rochelle had a boyfriend. It's a funny story. My daughter, Rochelle.
What?
She had a boyfriend for a long time. He's from Jamaica Plain. He's like a black. It doesn't matter, Rona, because she's not seeing him anymore. Irregardless, I had some I must have put away for a rainy day. It was a rainy day. I went over to Roz. I shared a marijuana with her. And
when Roz was smoking marijuana cigarettes?
Yeah,
together?
No, I was smoking. Yeah, she got it like a contact. She didn't want to do it. So what happened was I showed her and I had it. And then there was like, you never heard of, have you know a contact highness? You ever do that?
You know what? I'm so flabbergasted right now. I can't even.
What do you mean?
Hold on.
Yeah.
And let's get back to this list for a second.
Yeah.
So what you're telling me
is
you've been going over to Roz's house and smoking, even though she's the one who needs marijuana.
Yeah.
And I'm going to come take a complete moral judgment out of this right now. Okay? Let's assume that this is fine. Let's assume if this were legal, Roz needs this marijuana because she has an appetite problem or she's in pain or whatever.
Or lower body cancer.
Okay. And I am not in any way, you know, announcing my feelings about legalizing marijuana. I personally do not have a problem with it for medical purposes. Does not matter. But my point is this.
Yeah.
Roz needs this marijuana.
Yes, she does.
It's hard to get a hold of.
Yes, it is.
And you're smoking Roz's marijuana.
No, I am smoking Roz's marijuana.
Yeah. So you're smoking
her
limited supply of marijuana, which you supposedly so generously went out and got for
and then
her.
I left it for her, the roach. And they call it a roach when it's a small little bit left.
I understand.
I'm
not 100 years old. I understand.
Okay, Rana.
I understand.
You know something? You're really making light of my sacrifice and what I do for my friends, and I don't appreciate it. Not to mention the fact that when I was smoking the marijuana, I made that list that you have in your pocket right now of the things that she would most prefer once she eats the roach or whatever she does with it, however she chooses to ingest it.
Creamsicle taffy lights, I should have known.
You know how good those are?
I should have known.
They're all Splenda. No sugar.
So basically,
no sugar.
I'm buying
no
your
sugar.
Groceries.
No, that's for Roz. If she smokes my marijuana by herself, what I left for her. And if I choose to go back over to her house again and sit with her, I would like all of those things on the coffee table in front of me, and she will have a terrific time. And I will
so
have
what
a terrific
time. What you're telling me is.
Yeah.
I'm going shopping for you to have a marijuana party with Roz. So the next time you go over to Roz's in order to smoke marijuana with her, you don't have to suffer with her healthy foods in the cabinet. You can have whatever you want to eat. Is that right?
See, when
Roz has the right supplies there for you.
Okay, you're putting words out of your mouth, and they're following me around, and then they're coming out in my mouth.
And do they sound a lot like exactly what's happening?
No, they don't. They sound very different when I say them or when you say them.
But the fact of the matter is,
no, they're words.
You want to eat snacks or roses.
I'm saying
you don't want to get them yourself or pay for them.
I'm saying some
is
of those.
Right?
I'm saying some of those words are my words, and some of those words are your words, and where the words meet in the middle, that might be where the truth lies.
You know what?
Yeah, yeah.
God, this migraine is coming back. I can't.
Why don't you take some of your codeine, you drug addict? Oh, you don't like it when the shoe is on your foot when you have shoes on. How are your shoes feeling?
Here's the difference, Beverly.
Yeah.
Here's the difference.
What's the difference?
I have a condition.
Yep.
Roz has a condition.
Yeah.
You know what you have?
No condition
whatsoever.
I understand.
It's recreational drug use for you.
No, it's leading by example. Leading by example. Leading by example.
All right. You know what? Please, let's listen to this interview that we, or they can listen to this interview.
I don't care who listens to what.
With Padgett Brewster, who's fabulous.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
And you, jalapeno gummy worms. Okay, we'll get back to this. Okay, we are here. We have a terrific guest.
It's like looking in the mirror.
Wonderful. Oh, Beverly.
It is. It is. I'm very similar. Physically, I'm very similar to this guest.
Yeah.
Padgett Brewster.
Yeah. It's Padgett or Padgett?
It's Padgett, but you can also say Padgett.
Because in France, they probably would. That's what they would call you. Have you ever been to France?
I have, yes.
What would they call you?
They would call me Padgett, which is feminine of Padgett.
But that's not how it's spelled. It's spelled like a boy, Padgett.
It's spelled like a boy.
Is that cute?
What sort of a name is Padgett?
It's an English surname, but I think it probably was French at some point.
So it's a family name. Oh, I see.
No, it's Norman.
Is,
no, it's someone else's. My mom and dad went to a Deborah Padgett film when they were dating. She was an actress in the 60s.
Is that funny? And then you became an actress.
Is that adorable?
I did, yeah.
So Deborah Padgett was English?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, you should
maybe
also Google.
Went to Padgett, Bermuda.
Google her.
I should go,
Why don't you just go on Wikipedia?
Padgett, Bermuda is a place.
Is a province of Bermuda.
Is that interesting?
That's where they went on their honeymoon.
It probably was Padgett.
Pink
it
sand.
Probably goes back to the Norman Conquest, 1066. I mean, that's the story with most English surnames.
I was never good at math.
I wasn't good at history, so I'm
a Franco
glad that,
but she said a year. I see. She says a year, and I fall asleep. I lose consciousness.
Yeah. He's a Gaelic connection, as they say. Now, in any event, we are so delighted you're here because you're on one of my favorite shows,
The Criminal
Mind.
Oh, that's great.
I love that show.
I mean, the Criminal Mind, where they look inside the mind, and you know what I mean. They find out what's going on inside the mind of
it's
a
close.
Criminal.
It's close. It's actually called Criminal Minds, a plural.
But that's what the show is called.
Yep.
Well, I watch it.
That's thank you.
It's a good show.
Thanks.
You know what it reminds me of? SVU.
I wish. Those people are wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. She also watches...
Private Practice.
Yeah.
Reminds me a lot of Private Practice.
Yeah. Well,
and Desperate Housewives.
Yeah.
Do you know Mark Cherry, the gay man who did all those shows?
Yes,
he is so fun.
He's wonderful.
I've seen him interviewed. I could be a friend of his.
Yeah. Okay. Now, you're from Boston. Is that right? You're actually in Boston visiting your parents?
I'm in Boston now visiting my parents. My parents live in Concord, Massachusetts.
Concord grapes.
Yes, Concord grapes.
Concord grapes.
Exactly.
Smuckers.
Yes.
Now, so that's interesting. Now, your name is Brewster, though. Am I mistaken in thinking that you're related to, you're a Mayflower person? Is that right?
Yes, we are.
Get out of here.
A long time ago. Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Which is so funny because, like, we're complete immigrants.
Yeah, we're dirty immigrants.
So we're sitting here, two Jews who've been here for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And you've been here since the beginning.
Yeah.
Who
was on the boat that you knew?
William Brewster.
What was he
was
like?
Was he the captain? No,
I don't
he,
know.
Was he the captain?
No, he was
he
the third
been,
mate. Because
he was the guy that made the beer.
Excuse me?
Yes.
What do you mean he made the beer?
He made the beer on the Mayflower.
You know what else he probably did? He probably satisfied them all sexually.
Well,
what I mean is that if you're not the first mate, then you run the risk of being abused because it's all boys on the ship.
Fair enough.
Like a
Fair
prison.
Enough.
It's like a prison.
Well, they did.
That's actually not true. They had boys for that purpose.
Yeah.
But it was a different kind of ship. I mean, this was carrying families. This was carrying, though at that time, that's not true. They didn't have the families to begin with. They brought them 6 months later.
No, they did. They had their families. He, my great-great-great-grandfather traveled with his wife.
How many greats?
And his,
how many greats?
I don't know. It could be. I'm not good at math.
Why don't you know?
I'm not good at math.
Do you know what year? So what year did he come with the Mayflower?
Really, you're going to 15.
No.
Seven,
no.
Four,
no. No.
16, 12.
Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
No.
It was 1620, was it not?
Right, sure, right around there.
16. Yeah. Yes, I think you're right.
And he went to Plymouth.
Well, Havid was started in 1636. I'm fairly certain that Plymouth Plantation.
Do
was
you really know all of this? Or yeah, you?
Of course. Why wouldn't
you know what it is? Rana
I
reads
wish
a lot
I
of books.
Do that.
She also reads a lot of magazines. Yeah, reads a lot.
I read a lot.
I don't. I'm not a reader. I'm like a visual. I'm a visual. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I like to like go to a museum.
A visual
and,
person.
Yeah. And like look at the art. I don't like to read about the art on the wall.
Yeah. Beverly has a very interesting approach to history.
No. I have an emotional approach to everything.
Yeah.
I have an emotion. If it feels good, then I learn about it just from looking at it. But if I don't want to learn about it, I don't bother reading about it because you know what I mean? I don't want to think that much. You know what? I've lived my life and I already did school. I did school. Now I'm having fun. Sue me.
That's fair.
Sue me.
I won't.
Sue me. You know what I mean? I'm a mother.
Do you know any sort of interesting facts about your family? Because it's interesting, this whole, you know, people think of history. They think, oh, that's wonderful. They came here. They started the country. But what they don't realize
they raped
is
Indians.
That was a very, well, we're not going to get
know
into
if
that
my,
exactly.
My ancestors raped Indians.
But I mean, a lot of these people were drug smugglers. A lot of these people were, I mean.
What do you know about your family?
You had to be a little bit of a pirate to do something like this, to eke out a life.
Nothing. They felt they were being persecuted for their religious beliefs. Yeah. So they first went to Norway, I think. Although I bet you know better than I.
No, I don't know that story. I never heard of
Norway.
Well,
first they took their church to Norway, and then they came to
North America. I think you're talking about...
The Mayflower Colony, the people who ended up taking...
Pilgrims.
The Pilgrims.
Yeah.
Thank
Pilgrims.
You.
Pilgrims.
But I guess I was told by Bruce Davison, the actor Bruce Davison.
Sure. Why, is he also involved
in
this?
His family also was from the Mayflower. And he told me, I hadn't researched my family. He told me.
This sounds like a game of telephone.
A what?
A game of telephone.
What game of telephone? You understand?
Yeah. Yes.
What did he say?
He said that my ancestor had saved his ancestor's family.
Oh, he would say that.
And, well, I
did you
I
have a better part? Did you have more lines than him in the movie? I bet you did.
I did.
Yeah.
It was an episode of Criminal Minds.
Yeah. There you go.
Great
he was feeling very unimportant.
He's
like a movie star, Bruce.
He
Davison.
Is a movie star.
And then he comes to do a TV show.
Well,
and the way he compensates is by telling you that his family saved your family.
Paget.
That's kind of Paget. Giving, isn't it?
Paget. Yes. Have you ever heard of Somalia?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Have you?
Yeah, of course. There's pirates there. Don't you understand where I'm going with this?
She's right about that.
There's pirates there too. So my question is, are there any Somalis in your family?
No, I don't think so.
That's a straight line. It's a very straight line.
Investigative reporting. I'm an investigative. You know who I am? Maria Shriver.
You know what I think? There might have been a pirate, though. I feel like there might have been a pirate.
There was a pirate.
There was a pirate.
You don't know in my family.
Of course.
I know there are pirates in Somalia.
No, but they didn't get through this without being pirates. Are you kidding?
There was one.
They just took a couple of jerks from down the street that could get on a boat? Do you know how hard it is to survive at sea? Do you know how sturdy those men have to be?
Can I ask you a
question? Not to mention, if they really did believe in their beliefs, I mean, if that was really how religious they had to be so extremely religious and ascetic, you can't even imagine to want to eke out an existence.
Did they?
That's true, because it was not a nice landscape.
I mean, I can barely stay in my house in the winter when the heat's not on.
It's tough.
Did they really eat turkey?
I don't know.
I believe they did.
I think they
Wouldn't that be funny if she could be like, here's the and here I have the menu?
I know. I think
like on the
one thing that we have
show?
To remember,
oh,
Beverly,
nice.
Is that she wasn't there.
Huh?
She's related to the people, but she wasn't actually there.
Which part?
Yeah. She was not
All
present.
I can tell you is that you want to hear a funny story.
You can't
story.
Get a first person account.
Have you been to Plymouth Plantation since you were born?
Yes.
Okay. They have a little like reenactment village. It's so cute. The kids all go like once a year.
They go for school. My ancestor in a wax figure making the beer in the...
Is he also taking it up the tush or what?
Okay.
No,
you know what?
I don't think that's a
you know
family...
What sort of a question is this?
Third mate, Rana. Third mate.
No,
you said it.
No.
Doesn't matter. Anyway, doesn't matter.
It.
Doesn't matter.
Beer may have been valued at that time more than sex.
I mean, that's for goyim. That's how you know they weren't Jewish because Jewish people are not beer people. Anyway, what I was going to say was...
So they do make that lovely Maccabee beer in Israel.
You want to hear something
delicious.
Funny?
I took like the Budweiser of Israel.
My twin girls, when they were about 8 or 9 years old to go to the Plymouth Plantation, they both came down with chicken pox.
Is that funny?
It was running through
the entire... It was like smallpox.
Yeah.
Is that funny?
I said, you know what?
Funny?
I see you.
Chicken
your
pox,
knowledge
but like
of
smallpox.
History
if you're going to get it, if you're going to
well,
get
was
it.
A history major.
Is that funny?
Get
it there. Get it
at
Plymouth Plantation. We have a fun story of great pictures.
I was a history major.
They were sick as dogs. I felt really bad.
I'm sorry about that.
No, but the younger they get the chicken pox, the better it is.
It is better because it'll kill you if you're an adult.
Yeah, it's not your fault.
Let's talk about something else. Let's talk about, I want to talk about a couple of things.
Yeah.
I want to talk about your love life.
Yeah.
Oh,
for status.
Yeah.
But I also want to talk about the show that you run because I want and to I want understand to, what you need to understand in order to do that job. You're on the show how many years? 10 years?
No. This is my sixth
year. And you're a detective.
I play a profiler in the behavioral
What's
analysis.
What's that, profiler? Unit. What's the difference?
Profilers are they're usually former district attorneys or lawyers who have studied at Quantico in Virginia at the FBI Academy.
So that guy that started it all, he was a lawyer? The guy that
John
started,
Douglas.
The guy that started the profiling? I believe
he was
at Northeastern University, maybe.
Look
is that right?
What do you mean? You look at a person and you say that person looks like a terrorist because he's,
they're profiling behavior and information and evidence.
You mean like serial killers? Like that person, like someone
who specifically profiles serial killers.
So you're wearing certain, what kind of socks do serial killers wear?
It depends on who their victims are.
No, it has to start from the behavior first, Beverly.
So someone has to be killed? It's not preventative what you're doing.
That's an interesting question.
I personally am not a profiler. I only play one on TV.
But do you feel like
you don't have to
let
do
me ask you
research?
A question? If they needed you to do it, do you think you could do it at this point?
No, I don't.
Really?
I don't have the stomach for it. They see horrible things. I mean, what they're doing is they're trying to catch pedophiles and arsonists and serial rapists and people who are
fun.
Murdering
fun,
people.
Fun,
and,
fun. That's what
so
I love.
So now, did you have to go to Quantico? Did you get to go to Quantico?
Offered many times. I have not made that trip.
What do you mean?
Oh, sorry.
You know who would turn that down?
Yeah, I know. I should
who
not have.
Who would turn that down?
You know what?
Right. It would
someone
be
who's
really
enjoying her life outside of work,
fascinating.
I'm guessing.
That is true. Thank you.
Because you want to get away from it. Like, it's so dark, depressing that you just want to go and sit and have a lemonade.
Well, the hours are long. I love acting.
Mm-hmm.
So I love lemonade. But
you're really acting. I mean, you're not even interested.
You're not
in
messing
this.
Around.
No. I'm very interested in it. I do feel a little embarrassed that I haven't taken them up on a very generous offer to show me around the behavioral analysis unit, which very few civilians would be able to go to.
Yeah, I'd love to.
I've
go.
Been offered that, and I haven't taken advantage of it.
See
and
if
I,
they'll
I'm
let
a little
me
embarrassed.
Go instead. I'd love to.
Why?
Go.
No, but you're not a.
I play one on TV.
I know,
very
but here's what I don't understand. You're a comic person too, and it's not a comedy show.
That's an excellent point.
So
let's
you started in comedy
that.
Because your big break. Everybody in Boston went bonkers. I know. You know what I'm going to talk about. Everybody went nuts over it. The
I was on Friends.
Friends.
Oh, yeah, you did. I thought you were trying
no, everyone
to
was so excited
you,
because they were fighting over a girl, and she was this special girl from Boston. Everybody in Boston
nice.
Was all excited. They did a thing in the paper. Yeah. I cut it out. I had it on my fridge because I thought, you know, good inspiration for my girls to do something with their lives, which they have not yet as of yet. Irregardless, it doesn't matter because that was your big break, yeah?
It was great, yeah. That
and
was
you had
very
a good
nice.
Time?
I had a
What's
wonderful
she like?
Time.
What's she like?
Which one?
You know which one. The one.
Jennifer?
Yeah. Why'd you break up with her?
She was very nice.
Why'd you break up with her?
Boring.
I think they both smoked a lot of pot.
Were you there at the time when they were together?
Yes.
Did you meet him?
Yes.
And what did you smoke pot with him?
No, I'm not a. It's like a rumor that they were, their agents set them up together because they both like they like the weed.
Oh, yeah.
And
marijuana.
And I think,
marijuana.
Well, it's
marijuana.
Not a rumor about the marijuana. He's been talking about it for the last two
well,
weeks.
Well, see, now
everywhere.
He's saying in the
He
90s,
said he was smoking too much pot. He was miserable.
And,
he was depressed.
Yeah, but I don't know.
It wasn't
she,
her fault.
Yeah.
Have you ever smoked marijuana?
I have.
Do you like it? It's okay.
It
if
makes
you
me
do.
Fall asleep
sure.
right away. So.
Sure.
Yeah. So, no, it's like, no, it's like
so
a cup of cocoa.
Were
to you, it's
want
like a cup
to
of cocoa.
If I smoke pot in the future, I would do it for sleep purposes and I would get a
but
license.
But you're more of a drinker.
Oh, I'm a drinker.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Let's
you're,
talk about that.
You're
well, she's
a Brewster.
Yeah, she's
like,
Brewster.
I'm a drinker.
Exactly.
You're right. You know
Descended
what?
From a brewmaster. It's in your blood.
It's in the gym. I'm a wino. I don't care for beer much.
Interesting.
See?
And what about hot alcohol? Will you have a cocktail on occasion?
On occasion, yeah.
Do you have any? Do you have any black friends?
I do.
Okay. Do you have any siblings?
I do.
Black siblings?
No.
Regular siblings.
I have a younger brother who is Caucasian,
and that's it.
That's all I have.
And is he? Does
a boy
what does
and
he
a
do?
Girl. What does he?
He
do?
Also likes the grape.
Yeah,
he's
well, he
a designer.
Sure. Yeah,
a
he
designer.
Is,
a,
what is,
that
is he gay?
No, he's not gay, and I wanted him to be for a very long time.
Sure.
He's married to a lovely girl. Mm-hmm. They live in New York City.
Yeah.
He's a designer.
He
like
designs.
A graphic
he works
designer,
for Nikon
a furniture
and
designer.
Nike. He has made plenty of his own
He's
furniture
like an industrial designer.
Yes, he designs. He also, he produces photo shoots and commercial tie-ins with
Your parents must not be proud at all. They must not be proud at all. Not at all. They must
the
be killing
them.
Themselves.
He's doing very well. He just started his own company a year
two
and a half
celebrity
ago.
Celebrity children.
And he's
Wonderful.
Doing great.
Yeah.
He's doing
Wonderful.
Really well. Yeah, it's nice.
What's going on in your personal life?
Well, I live in Los Angeles.
Because I'm going to say this. For people that watch the show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're terrific on the show.
Cute.
Everybody loves you. You
very
have a following on the internet.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah.
You
sweet.
Are so stunning.
Very
in
pretty.
Person.
Oh,
and
that's
on that
so nice.
Show.
You look like an
they
animal.
They make you look like a regular person. And you're not a regular person.
No,
in person, you're much more than a regular person.
I don't know about that.
I mean,
that.
Are they using makeup to make you look worse? Or what's the...
How does it work?
Because you are so gorgeous.
Yeah.
And you're funny. And you're smart.
And you're charming.
And you're wasting
charming.
Your life
wow.
on that show.
Yeah.
No, you're sitting
on a desk in the background.
Oh,
and then there's four other guys happens. Talking. And then that...
Why don't you do a musical?
Shemaine Moore is chewing up the scenery.
He chews up.
And Thomas Gibson I like.
Yes.
But I think maybe... I mean, you just
Thomas Gibson also stunning. Came from comedy, and
you're
he's
stunning.
He's
yeah, well, damn in Greg. So you call that what you want to call that, but yes, he was on a short. I was on a half hour show before. That's what he was on.
That's where I did most of my comedy, though, half hour shows.
Yeah, Friends.
And none of them lasted as long as Criminal Minds.
Yeah.
So I do consider myself very fortunate that I'm on a show. That
oh, I think
people
it's a
seem
wonderful
to like it.
Show.
But what
I
else
will
do you
say,
get?
I just think they're
do you miss
using
comedy?
You appropriately.
I do miss comedy. Yes.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
no, I believe they're using me appropriately. I
well,
enjoy.
You think that, but I don't think that.
Well, I thank you.
I think you're too pretty for that show.
That's very nice of you
you're
to say.
You're not blonde, and in Hollywood, that's tough.
That's true. I want to be honest with you.
Yeah.
You have perfectly sized breasts. They really are. They're not too big, not too small.
Thank you so
much. They fit
much.
You nicely, and they're up in the
I
right
can't
place,
tell
and you're wearing
you how
a nice
much that
sweater.
Means to me.
And to be
because
honest,
they-
yeah.
Aren't
they are
even.
They're perfect.
They point
doesn't
in
matter.
Different directions.
They look
like
well. You're
Marty
wearing a good
Feldman's
bra today.
Eyes, and I've been so uncomfortable with it for so long.
Good bra.
So thank you. For
good brassiere.
It's the IPEX.
Yep. Terrific.
So what's
let
going
me address.
On
I just
want
to address
your life. Yeah. Oh no. What
okay,
do you want to address?
No, I just wanted to say the lighting and procedurals is not always the best because you have to shoot so much in a day that you can't do sort of beauty lighting all the time. So it's very
okay.
harsh. Your people are side lit and. You know, so if you,
okay.
if you
I mean, I don't feel that way about Mag Helgenberger, but okay.
I don't know what she looks
pretty,
like in real
she
life.
She looks pretty good. She looks better on TV.
It doesn't
does
matter.
She looks better on
she's
TV.
She's a terrible name. Mag Helgenberger.
I don't know why you would do all those solid G's.
Oh, I loved her on China Beach.
Oh, sure. China Beach with Dana Delaney. Dana Delaney.
A million years ago, she was on China Beach.
The China Beach.
And she
was about the beach, China. Remember? You remember that?
Vietnam.
You're too young.
No. I remember. I'm trying to think of who else was on that show.
Dana Delaney.
That's very sweet of you.
Yeah.
Dana
Brian,
Delaney.
Somebody.
Yeah.
Brian
who I like.
Wimmer.
I like
Brian
Dana.
Wimmer.
That
was, does that sound familiar?
They probably had a black guy.
He was like
guy.
A bodyguard. No, like a lifeguard or something. He was.
They probably had a black guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love
one
him.
Or two, but who could remember?
Everything is made in China now.
Okay. China
did you know that?
Was in Vietnam.
Hmm?
It was in Vietnam.
No, I know, but the name. But I'm telling you, just for as it's like a side note, side note, everything. Did you know that? Are you up on that?
I'm aware of the fact that a lot
you,
of
you gotta
goods
be political.
In America are
yeah,
made in China.
You got to be political. What's your cause?
As a,
do you have
as
a cause or
as a
charity?
Celebrity, do you have a cause celeb as this?
Well, I believe in a lot of charities and I donate money to a lot of charities. I don't have one in particular.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not going to see you like naked on a PETA billboard anytime soon.
I do not support PETA. I support some of the things they believe, but not all of them.
Right, because you're an animal person.
I like animals.
Yeah.
But I think PETA is a little drastic.
Extreme.
I think they're extreme.
Yeah.
Yeah. And unfortunately, they have had a great message, but I do not give money to PETA. I give... money to
you also
the,
don't want to get that close to Pam Anderson.
ASPCA.
Who would ever want to get that close to her, Pam Anderson? I look at her and she
actually,
looks
she's very nice.
She looks like she might be nice, but she looks like a giant talking
yeah,
vagina
she does
to
look,
me.
Look,
you know what I mean?
Well,
and one that needs a shot.
I would love to disagree with you, but she does look a little used up.
Yeah.
You know what? She's beautiful without makeup.
No, she's
when
not.
Did you see her without makeup?
I did a sitcom with her.
Baywatch?
How
no.
many years ago?
Oh, well, that was 6-7 years ago.
Right. Guess what? I'm 53. I was gorgeous without makeup at 27. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
Those days are long gone.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't go anywhere without
she's
at
Canadian.
Least a little clay to
she
poke
is Canadian.
Conceal.
She's Canadian.
Yes,
she should
is.
Know better.
She was a beer girl, discovered her on a Jumbotron.
That I remember.
Yeah.
That should have happened to you. I wish you'd been on a Jumbotron.
I don't think beer girl.
Aww.
Well, you are a beer girl. We already established that.
Yeah.
But,
oh!
you're coming from the
beer
you know,
beer
making
ancestors.
Side of
hops.
Things.
Yes.
What's
no,
a hop?
Drinking.
What's a hop?
A hop is a form of grain or like a wheat.
Huh.
That you,
I was just testing you. I mean, I don't know what it is, but I was
I
testing
you. I
want
to talk about your personal life.
Okay.
So what's going on in your personal life? Because you're absolutely stunning.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And you're obviously very successful.
You have you ever kissed a woman?
I have kissed a woman.
It's in all earnestness.
Anyone interesting?
I
she won't mind. You can tell us.
I lived in New York City when I was a young girl, and
Diane
Ladd. Keaton, no.
You never kissed her.
No.
Okay.
Or Diane Ladd. I did kiss a young lady whose name was Falcon Eddy. She was a lesbian sci-fi writer.
I remember Falcon Crest.
Yeah.
That was a wonderful show.
Falcon Crest, I remember that. That was terrific.
You're too young. You don't remember that.
I know it was on television.
Speaking of your younger years.
Yes.
You had a little known show. Did you not? You had some sort of a cable access show or a something?
Yeah.
Am I making that up? Was it a radio show?
No. I had a cable access show in San Francisco called Strange America. That was cable access. I wish that had been our theme song.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Strange America.
That's nice.
And
then I did a talk show on the CBS station there, KPIX.
How did you end up in that sort of a situation? How old were you?
I was 24.
Oh, very industrious. 19, very industrious.
It was 19.
You don't have to tell us the year.
I don't have a problem. I'm 42. I have no problem.
You know what
with
you
my
are?
Age.
You're no dummy.
Thank you. It's true.
You're a survivor.
Yeah.
You're a survivor.
I'm a survivor.
Where'd you go to college?
I dropped out of Parsons School of Design.
Good.
Oh. What were you studying out of curiosity? Fashion design or something?
No, I was in my first year.
They don't teach anything else other than that, fashion design.
No, I think they have other departments.
No, they don't. They just do fashion. Ask Tim Gunn, Rana. Ask Tim Gunn.
What were you going to study? What were you going to?
I didn't get that.
They do
textile
design.
I was doing Hurley Burley off Broadway at Circle in the Square. So I failed my classes.
Excuse me.
You were doing a burlesque off campus.
No. Hurley Burley is a David Rabe play.
And then and she was at the Circle in the Square, which is a very prestigious theater company.
I lived in the George Washington Welfare Hotel, where the guy playing Phil lived. They were all in Circle in the Square. They were at NYU.
Okay.
And they asked me, and I auditioned for the part of Darlene in a play.
You lived in a what hotel?
Like a residence.
A welfare hotel.
Like Bosom Buddies. Yeah. That sort of thing.
Well, hang on.
Well, it wasn't just for women. It was men and women.
But welfare.
It was a welfare hotel, yeah.
So it was like for, you know,
Wait, hold on a minute. Where was it located?
It was located on 23rd and Lex, so, so that's
it was
not bad.
Not exactly the Bowery.
No, it wasn't the Bowery.
Sounds like rape soup.
No, sounds like a perfectly nice place is what it sounds like.
Sorry, I don't mean to laugh at rape in any way, but rape soup.
You had to sleep on your wallet, I think, probably.
No, my dad built me a lock out of wood.
See? She took precautions.
That was brilliant. It was a brilliant, but look it was at a
that,
wedge.
Look at that.
So
in
that
his,
there was no way to get into the apartment.
Look at that in his blood. He's that industrious. He's like a real pilgrim.
He's very clever.
They first had to make those mud huts. Then they had to make a thatch
Then they had to cook a turkey.
Then they have to make an actual
sweet
house.
Potatoes.
I mean, he could do that. Your
stuffing,
father could do that.
Cranberry sauce. Yes.
What does he do
it
now?
Didn't come in
does
a
he
can.
Work? Do these people
no, my
ever
father's
work?
Retired. He was.
Did he ever work?
Yes, he did. He was an English and economics teacher and a soccer and
Where?
Crew coach.
What school?
At a boarding school in Massachusetts
Which
called
one?
Middlesex.
Oh,
and
sure.
My
yeah, of course.
And
I've heard of that. Yeah.
In Concord.
In Concord, yeah. Exactly. And then he was the headmaster of a girls' school.
So were you there when he, were you a student? While
I did.
He was,
I was.
That's awful. Was that terrible?
It was pretty bad.
Yeah.
They asked me to leave.
You're school. Kidding.
No.
Were
no.
you rebelling? Were you that sort of, was it a footloose situation?
No. We were allowed to dance. I had only been to all girls schools before, and then going to a co-ed school was very disturbing.
Sure. Well, it's like chumming the waters.
You were spreading your legs.
No, I was not in any way attractive. I was a very awkward, gangly.
Did you do it with a lot of boys, though, and they said get rid of the slut?
No, I hadn't done it with any boys.
So then what happened? What's the problem?
I started failing my classes because I was trying to be cool.
Oh,
because
sure.
I was so bottom of the barrel.
It was just
socially.
Like Footloose. She starts singing and dancing, and the father doesn't want her to do that. Yeah. And it's
she was a preacher's daughter.
Diane,
she played the cello.
Diane,
right?
Authority figure.
Diane Wiest was in that movie.
Wiest. With a T.
Yeah. No, I said Wiest with no T. No T.
There's a T.
No T.
There's a T.
I think it's W-E-I-S-T.
Yeah, I'm getting all mixed up.
In any event.
Math's
we still haven't
you.
Gotten to your personal life. What's going on in your personal life?
In Los Angeles, I live with my boyfriend. We've been together almost 2 years now.
Okay.
He is younger than I.
terrific. Okay. Nothing wrong with that.
He's 12 and a half years younger than I am.
Back it up.
30.
He's beautiful. He just turned 30.
Wow.
Whoa.
That's a horrible age for a man. I don't know if you know that.
You think so?
There is no worse age except for 29. 29 and 30, the two worst ages a man can be.
Why are you saying that,
I'd like to think 29 and 30 have been pretty good for him.
I don't
because
believe
he's
that.
Been
yeah, for now.
With me.
It's not
well,
true. Not
so
true.
He's the exception.
Why? Not true.
So he's
What's
the
bad
exception. About they don't know whether they're coming or going. Okay? That's the moment in their life where they wake up and they realize they're not going to live forever and that they need to actually start making a living. And guess who suffers?
That's
whoever
true.
Whoever they're in a relationship with, because they're so frustrated.
What does he do for a living?
Their inability to
he's
provide.
He's really
what
stepped
does he do?
It up,
what
I got to say.
What does he do?
He's a composer.
A composer of
for film and television and commercials.
Of what?
Music. He writes music.
What kind of music? Is he in a band?
He's in a couple of
he
bands.
He writes a jingle?
No. Although one of his band's songs is the new song for the new McDonald's commercial.
Oh.
So they bought that. That's very nice.
It.
Very exciting.
I'm loving it.
No.
I'm
not
loving
that one.
It. Well, then what?
No, it's a good one, though. No. It's a song called Colors for...
Oh, boy.
You get a free colored Stein.
Like Joseph and the Amazing Vanna Color Dream
with a soda.
How did they find this band? What is this band called?
I guess the director of the commercial, the band is called Folded Light. He has a couple. He was in a band called Whirlwind Heat for a long time.
Whirlwind Heat.
Beverly, come on. Yeah. She's looking for a job as a backup singer.
I'm just saying that if he ever needed anybody, I actually can keep a tune.
That's great.
Yeah.
Is he
successful?
Well, he's young.
Don't ask me how I define success. Just answer
I don't
the
know
question.
How to define success either. Yeah. He's happy. He's doing what he loves. He works very hard.
Yeah.
He's continuing to get more girlfriend. Work as time goes on.
Is he a generous lover?
Well, it
can
be difficult.
Generous lover?
Yes. Yes, he is.
Terrific.
Yeah.
Well, that's good news.
I mean, there's a disparity in income.
Sure.
But he's not uncomfortable with it, and I'm not uncomfortable
Wonderful.
With it. Which is rare, I think.
Wonderful.
I think
trading
it's
roles. Look, if you were a man and he was a woman, no one would say anything.
Yeah, and there's an awkwardness. I think people make assumptions, and they wouldn't necessarily be wrong all the time.
I have a question. One question. One more question. I have a question for you. What do you think you would be if you were an animated cartoon
I'm
character?
I'm going to stop you there. You said it's only men that you can do this
but
for.
It's, I know it's different. Something's happened. Because
like
she's the breadwinner in the family, so
but
I'm getting a different
I've done a lot of cartoons,
vibe.
So I have been animated several times.
No, hang on. Oh, sorry. If you were an inanimate object, like a table,
a drawing of it?
A cartoon version that could dance.
A cartoon? If I were a cartoon piece of furniture.
No, not,
what would
not
I be?
A piece of furniture. You know what? Explain yourself, because I'm ready to throw this computer out the window.
Justin Kirk from Weeds?
I do know.
He is in my mind, he is an animated sliver of carrot cake that could dance around with like little feet drawn on and little eyebrows.
Bill Clinton,
you know what I mean?
You know, I think, honestly, I think you are going to be able to tell
I am.
Me
I know exactly what
you'd
be. A bomb pop.
A what?
A bomb pop.
What?
You know, you never had a bomb pop before?
Wait, is it that
popsicle?
It's a delicious
popsicle
that's red, white, and blue.
That was my favorite when I was a
what
kid.
What did I tell you? Boom, boom.
I can't you know believe something? You called it a bomb pop.
Rana, you laugh, but I know exactly what it is. A bomb pop.
This
You'd
is
be
the
an,
moment.
An elegant...
Did you know that
this
that was the one thing
I
that I got from the ice cream truck? And I hate ice cream. That was the only thing I got. I swear to God.
I just know.
That
and it kills Rana.
I wonder what I'm doing with my life.
It kills Rana because I just know. I just know
things. You know what Rana was? What's Rana? What would
No, I can't do it for Rana.
Do you know what you are?
No, I don't. It doesn't work for me.
Slice
I just
of
know,
carrot
no.
cake?
Yeah,
that's,
you, but you are
Justin
a beautiful
this is bomb
pop. A red, white, and blue.
I find that very flattering.
I think you're welcome.
I have one more question.
You're welcome.
Yes. If you could be doing anything other than Criminal Minds, because you're already doing it, what would you like to do with your career? If you could do anything, what would it be?
Yeah.
If you could
I would
pick
be on
your
an
next
extreme,
job.
I know exactly what the answer is. Right?
Really?
I would be on an extremely successful sitcom. Multi-camera in front of a live audience.
Yeah.
Shoots once a week.
Yep.
Interesting.
3 weeks on, 1 week off.
Yeah.
Okay.
With co-stars and a crew that I deeply enjoy being around.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Isn't
so
that
so
would be the,
it's multi-cam on a set, not a
multi-camera
single camera.
Multi-camera in front
like
of an
Archie
audience.
Bunker.
That's
Archie Bunker.
No more location nonsense. No more. You want to show up. You want to do a taping
sitcom.
For an hour. You want to go
love it.
Home.
Live
the Jeffersons.
Audience.
The
it's
Jeffersons.
Like a play.
Jeffersons.
I think they had live audiences.
Yeah.
I know
sure.
they had laugh track.
Three's Company.
Three's
well,
Company.
Let me tell you something. I saw you. This is why we wanted
Hot
to talk
Cleveland.
To you. I saw you on Conan a couple of months ago, And if you weren't the most engaging guest he's ever had, I don't know who was.
Oh, thanks.
And you looked so gorgeous. Adorable. And you were so funny. And I don't know who decides who's in what around here, or who does the casting, or who doesn't do the casting.
But you
or
cast, you put Paget Brewster is your untapped jewel.
You are so charming. You deserve absolutely everything that you're saying you want and more. I could watch you forever.
I cannot thank you enough. That's just
I could watch.
Yeah, I could watch you read a phone book.
Yeah,
but to yourself, not even out loud.
Someone better hop to it before the guy that he's competing with hops to it. If you know what I mean.
Yeah, hop to it.
You guys are lovely. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for being here.
Next time we'll do my house.
I would love to see you.
Thank you.
Your house is lovely, Rana. Thank you so much for allowing me into your beautiful home.
The view's not bad.
Yeah,
I don't mind.
It's pretty nice.
I don't mind.
You can see the ocean.
It's lovely.
And do yourself a favor on the way out of town. Get yourself a lime Ricky or something at
Lime Rickies.
You remember a lime Ricky from Brigham's? They had a gorgeous. They had a lime Ricky, a raspberry lime Ricky.
I worked at Friendly's.
Oh,
so for you, it's a fribble.
The Reese's Peanut Butter Cup Sunday. The Reese's Pieces Sunday. The Reese's Sunday. Yeah.
You
the
know
Reese's
what I
Monkey
loved?
Sunday.
You want to hear something funny? I always loved the ketchup at Friendly's. I don't know
sense.
What sort of ketchup they used, but it was different.
You know, you liked it. No, you liked the tube that has a skinny end.
I did, but it wasn't Heinz.
Because you could draw your name in with
it something
on the
else. Yeah, it wasn't as sweet. It was tat, a little more tat. Wonderful. Oh. In any event, it's been a delight. Thank you for being here, and have a wonderful time with your parents.
Thank you so
much. And don't stop in Salem, because you're just the sort of thing they'd like to light on fire and dunk in the water, if you know what I mean. You would have been a witch. Absolutely. If you were around at that time, they would have burnt you at the stake. But
kiss,
because you're fun. That's because you're fun. Okay. Thanks for being here, Pam.
Mwah, mwah.
Again. Mwah.
Oh, you know, I just think she is such... she is fabulous.
She's brave.
Oh,
you know what?
She's so glamorous.
Brana.
I mean, she's like an absolute throwback star.
Brana, you know what I was thinking when I was looking at Paget? It's not it's not cervic or lower body cancer. It's colorectal cancer.
Excuse me?
Paget. She's got a beautiful tush, and it made me think about the correct term for what Roz has.
Are you talking about Roz Gilbert?
Yeah, Roz Gilbert. Colorectal. Rectal. Rectal is another word for, you know.
Okay. For rectum? Yeah.
Yeah.
No. It's
like they call it
a
rectal thermometer or whatever.
Okay. No, it's the adjective. It's not the noun. But in any event.
Colorectal cancer.
Thank you, Beverly. I'm
cancer.
Thrilled we were able to clear that up.
You know what would be nice is if they all called it tush cancer, because then you wouldn't feel as intimidated by it.
That would be adorable, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it be cute?
Unfortunately, it's not a very cute problem.
No, it's not. It's not. But I'm just going to go ahead.
Honestly.
You know what?
Were you smoking marijuana before you came over here this time?
You know what, Rana? Jealousy is an ugly emotion. And I feel sorry for you that you can't let your hair down because it's very short. And you wouldn't sit there and just relax and do what you need to do, whatever that may be. You know what I mean? You know what that
Emily,
I mean?
I'm not presently going through chemotherapy.
Well, it's not
okay. I'm not going through radiation. Okay. I don't have TMJ or glaucoma or whatever people say they have in order to get a marijuana prescription.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
I'm helping Roz because Roz needs help. I'm not helping Roz because I'm bored and I have nothing else to do.
I hear what you're saying, and I understand your implications. However, if what you are implying is that you don't want to do the shopping for the proper snacks for people who are smoking marijuana, then that's fine with me. You can explain to Roz when you don't purchase those things, and you can get her health check or whatever.
Look, if that's Roz's list, I'm happy to get it for Roz. But you have just told me yourself that there is Roz's list, and then there's your list. You understand? And that Roz actually isn't even aware that you added a couple of things to her list.
Okay, do me a favor. Just cross off a couple of things. I'll tell you which are mine, okay? Those jalapeno gummy bears, definitely mine. And anyone who hasn't tried them, you're making a big mistake with your life. The fluffernutter, I did that. Go ahead and put the almond butter back on. You can take off the taffy. I love taffy. It's very good. Take off Twix bars, dark Twix bars. I put those on. You can take off the giant bag of Halloween-sized Twizzlers. Take it off. Just erase it. Snow caps. Erase that. Enemans coffee cape. Gone. Okay. Frozen Twinkies. Take them off. Go ahead and erase the mini popsicles.
Was I supposed to freeze them myself?
Tofutti cuties. take them off. Were Although you know,
supposed to freeze the Twinkies. Can I say something? And then bring them.
No,
over?
They're frozen Twinkies. They put them in the. They're in the front. In the. They're not. They're, oh, frozen Snicker bars. I don't know what I was thinking. Irregardless, cross off anything like that. Tofutti Cuties. She wanted those. She wanted those. Okay,
she
those are
that's fair. She
they're made of tofu.
Yeah.
Okay, and you can take off a couple of the raspberry sodas, the Hansen's natural raspberry sodas, the Hansen's natural cream sodas, the Hansen's natural root beer, and Hansel's natural cola. Take that off. Take those off. Take off the ice cream bars, the mint chocolate ice cream bars. Take off the push-ups. Take off the entire ice cream section. I basically went and looked up on the computer a copy of a menu that's on an ice cream truck, and then I just copied everything down. So forget that whole section. Okay, you could take off the barbecue chips, the salt and pepper. Chips, the salt and vinegar chips, the salt chips, and the baked Lays, gone. No cheddar and onion Lays, no regular Lays, no barbecue Lays, none of that. Take off all the Lays, take off the Ruffles, all
the
Ruffles.
Turkey slices yours or hers? They're hers.
Hers.
Okay. So basically, let me just look at this and see what we're left with.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Head of kale.
Yeah.
Okay. It's live greens powder. Is that something? Yes, from the Whole Foods, from the vitamin aisle.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Kefir, is that how you say that?
I don't even know what
that is. That wonderful Greek yogurt drink.
Yeah.
Coats the stomach, has all of the probiotics that you need.
Oh, here, that's mine. Hebrew National hot dogs. Reduced fat.
Uh-huh.
Take them off.
So basically, anything I can get at Whole Foods, as I was doing before, is Roz's. And anything I can get at Shaw's or at Super Stop and Shop is yours. Is that right?
Yeah. Would you pick me up a Drano? Because I have a clog in my bathtub.
Okay. Honestly, Beverly, I have an idea.
Yeah.
When you're at the store.
Yeah.
Later today.
Yeah.
Doing your own grocery shopping.
Yeah.
How about you do your own grocery shopping?
Which and get?
Double. Just get two. Just get two of whatever it is that you want so that you have it. And then you can bring it over to Roz's and leave it there when you're having your marijuana parties.
Yeah.
Did Roz even enjoy smoking the marijuana?
I have no idea. I passed out after 15 minutes.
Uh-huh. Wonderful. Okay. All right. Very good.
We'll be here in 2 weeks. You can always go to our podcast on the internet, on the computer, if you have a computer.
You can email us.
Yeah.
ShalomRanaandBeverly.com.
I'd like to say thank you to Michael Costantini.
You can do us a Facebook message if you want
Michael Costantini, who's got his own podcast with a bunch of schleps called The Second Column.
Wonderful.
And then there's Noah Lebenzon, who does the music with John Ross Bowie. They did the music. Oh, they're very
cute.
They're like a gay couple. They're very cute. Anyway,
Bert and Ernie. And we should tell people, if they're wondering, we are in Los Angeles once a month.
Yeah, at the end of the month on the last Friday of every month,
we take a trip to LA. We do like a long weekend.
Yeah.
And we
the Upright Citizens Brigade. Upright
this Citizens and that, Brigade. And we do a little, we do our thing at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater. They love the book.
Yeah.
They love us. Yeah. They love it all.
Yeah. Kiss, kiss. We're going to go.
Okay.
Bye.